When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Now on Food FM, you're listening to Bread and Butter with Caroline Kenyon. Caroline and her guests make sense of the world through food, from politics to farming, making and cooking.
Online, on smart speakers and on Listen Again, this is Food FM.
Good morning. Caroline Kenyon here from Bread and Butter at Food FM. My huge pleasure to welcome Vanessa Feltz, very well known and much loved British broadcaster, talk about that potentially controversial subject of lunch at your desk. Hi, Vanessa.
Good morning. Who knew that lunch could be so controversial? But it can. It is. It's so controversial. Shall I give you the nitty and the gritty about lunch?
Fire away.
Well, if I said to you, your children and grandchildren are going off today and they're going to be sitting at a desk and they're going to sit there from morning till dusk without leaving the desk, and at some point someone's going to throw a sandwich at them and they're going to eat it, you would be horrified. You would be up in arms. You would say, my children, don't leave them sitting at a desk. They need air. They need light. They need change. They need exercise. They need to play and socialize with their pals. And if we just leave them at the desk all day, it's cruelty to children. Plus, it means that by the time it gets the afternoon, they'll be bored rigid. They'll be half asleep. They'll be stiff and uncomfortable. And they won't be able to work properly and do their afternoon studies. And so I would say to you that all the academic studies have shown that grown-ups are exactly the same as children. And if we just sit there chained to our desks all day, we may kid ourselves that we're being really productive and we're so busy we just can't break and we can't pause and we can't move. But ultimately, we're doing ourselves damage, because by the time you get to the afternoon, whether you fueled yourself with a hasty donut or a packet of crisps or a sandwich or whatever, but if you've just stuck to the desk like glue all day, or if you're working from home, you've just carried on sitting at the sofa, you'll find that your attention wavers, your concentration isn't what it was, your creativity isn't what it was, you're a bit miserable, you've got pretty stuck, your shoulders are seized up, you know, all that kind of a thing. So I've been asked by Gosh, who make those lovely plant-based products, like, for example, you know, Moroccan spiced falafel is one. I've got another one in my hand right now, which is absolutely superb. Sausages, veggie sausages, which contain sage and lentils and black pepper. Very, very tasty, very yummy. Don't need any cooking. Don't need to chop an onion. Nigella Lawson says she's absolutely sick of chopping onions, and so am I. So you can eat them straight out of the packet or make them look very elegant on a plate if you prefer. But the whole idea is get up, get out, even if it's raining, just put an anorak on or get your umbrella, get out, have a chat with friends, go for a walk, see something you haven't seen before, eat something that actually is good for you, you know, doesn't make you feel guilty afterwards. And I know all about that one where you've had a few donuts and wish you hadn't and hate yourself. And so eat something nice and healthy that gives you a good slow release burn of energy, get back to your desk, do a good afternoon's work and feel good about yourself. That's what this is all about.
That is fascinating, Vanessa. And do you know, it makes complete sense. I don't know about you. I suspect you might be the same. But when I was little, I was what the school teachers used to call a jiffle bottom. I wasn't very good at sitting still and was always jumping up and talking and I've got an idea and all that sort of thing. But I need to get away from my desk. And I'm always amazed. And actually, I've been quite humbled and impressed by people who just sit at their desk all day. But now I think, oh, maybe I was doing something right.
I think you were doing something right. It's probably your natural instinct to do it. And actually, you know, children forever having to be told, sit down, sit still, put your hands on your head, fold your arms and all that kind of thing. And of course, it doesn't come naturally to children to just sit in a sedentary position, paying close attention and being still for hours on end. And of course, it doesn't to us either. It's learned behaviour. We do learn to do it, but it doesn't mean we're designed to do it. And actually popping up and down, having a chat. I mean, that's in a way why people who work from home sometimes so miss working at the office. office, because the whole water cooler, go over and, you know, get yourself a coffee, have a chat to people on the way, go off to the ladies, talk to someone you didn't expect to meet in the ladies, you know, all that kind of a thing, or the gents, depending on your proclivities, but you know what I mean, is a kind of sociable bobbing up and down, varying the routine, shaking it up a bit kind of a thing. And if you can fuel it with some, you know, interesting food, that's also a thing, you know, because we can get very, very much to be creatures of habit, where we do exactly the same thing at exactly the same time every day and eat the same thing. And if I said to you, no, do you fancy a Moroccan spice falafel? You might think, well, hang on, what? I normally have a cheese and pickle sandwich. But it's always nice to eat something that sort of wakes up your senses a bit. You know, you suddenly taste a few flavours you haven't tasted for ages or ever before. And if it's plant-based, totally, you're not doing anything nasty to the planet or the environment or yourself. You're not giving yourself a sugar high or drenching yourself with salt or oil or anything like that. And I, as far as I'm concerned, having had a lifetime of feeling guilty about mostly what I have eaten, hardly ever what I haven't eaten, this is a much, much more kind of, I suppose, kind to yourself alternative. And who doesn't want to be kind to themselves and other people too? It's not a bad idea, is it?
Not at all. And I love everything that you said, Vanessa. Firstly, I adore falafel, so I'd bite your hand off if you offered me a falafel right now. You're making me really hungry. And I'm, you know,
if you were here
try
right
these
now.
Delicious ones. But also, don't you think there's a whole culture about, you know, being seen to work really hard and, you know, at your desk for long hours? And don't they say that people get promoted more if they're, you know, in early, leave late and all of that stuff? So there's lots going on around, as you say, the guilt around food, the guilt about leaving your desk. And it's not good for us, is it?
I agree with you. But I also think, you know, sometimes the most successful, dynamic, productive people are those people who have the guts not to be chained to the desk all day. I'm thinking of people I've actually worked with in my career, you know, and they will say, right, out of here, going to the gym, or out of here, walking around the park, or, you know, see you in an hour when I've had some lunch and I'll be back. And you think, blimey, I haven't even thought of leaving my desk, goodness. But they don't seem to mind about that because they know that they're on top of their game and they're kind of, you know, fueling up for the afternoon by eating a lunch which is, you know, nutritious and they know will sustain them through the afternoon, but also shaking it up by going for a walk or going to see a mate or just going shopping. I don't spend my entire life virtuously walking about, you know, nature, places of delicious natural beauty. I mean, I do and I'm lucky enough to be there, but I like a good mooch around the shops. I don't know about you. I love that. When I used to work at the BBC in, you know, at Regent Street, the top of Oxford Street, cool, I loved it. I was always forever, you know, having a good meander about, often just window shopping. But it's that feast for the eyes, feast for the senses, that feeling of, well, maybe, possibly, I might not, can I afford it, can't I afford it? And then when you get back to your desk, you've really switched off and then you can switch back on and you've sort of kicked it up a notch, kicked it up a gear. So that's why I thought, well, when Gosh said to me, you know, do you fancy doing this? I thought, well, actually, let's taste the food first, see if it's any good and see if I like it, although I'm not doing it. I did. And for example, in my hand right now, Karen, if you could see me, beetroot falafel with red pepper and chili. Like, what's not to love? Would I make it for myself? Never. But do I like eating it when someone else has made it? The answer is yeah, fantastic. And do I believe in getting up, getting out there, having some lunch, having a walk, shaking it up, and not being chained to your desk, whether you think it makes you look more productive or not? And I think the answer is yes.
Love all that, Vanessa. Hear, hear. Hurrah for lunch away from the desk. Bit of a walk.
Hear, hear.
Let us think about life. Bit of, you know, window shopping. Looking at trees, yeah. Hello clouds, hello sky. I'm with you.
Exactly. Fotherington Thomas, hello clouds, hello sky. Nobody said that to me for ages.
Oh, well, on that lovely note, thank you so much, Vanessa. Lovely talking to you.
Such a pleasure. I hope we meet again because I thought you were a fabulous guest on my show. We had a ball, so I hope you feel the same about me on yours.
Oh, absolutely ditto. Let's meet again.
All right. Lots of love, sweetheart. Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Bread and Butter with Caroline Kenyon.
To find out more about Food FM and our content, go to foodfmradio.com.